can feel it down in my plums. When I hear a sound, I rap at the door, my young son Gabriel walks in. My wife says, no, Gabriel, leave. I said, no, let the boy watch. Let the boy watch. He needs to learn the way I learned from my father. The way he learned from his father. Let the boy watch. The way he learned from his
father. Welcome back to Let the Boys Watch, an entertainment podcast brought to you by Going Gray Productions. I'm one of the co-hosts. My name is Robbie, and on this week's episode was Ben Affleck Week. And the winner of Ben Affleck Week was the 2010 crime drama, The Town. The Town was written by Peter Craig, Aaron Stockard, and Ben Affleck, which is based on a novel, Prince of Thieves, by Chuck Hogan, Hollywood. The Town was directed by Ben Affleck. Town stars Ben Affleck, Rebecca Hall, John Hamm, Jeremy Renner, Blake Lively, Pete Postlewaite, and Chris Cooper. Alongside me is the Cuz. Cuz, how are we feeling?
I'm doing good, but this is my last podcast. I got too much heat on me. Next week, you guys got to do it by yourselves.
All right. That's how you feel. Alongside the Cuz and myself, good friend, co-host, Ryan, how are we feeling?
Hey, good. Robbie, I got a question for you. Would you consider yourself a townie or a toonie?
Toonie, please. It's so easy. Yeah,
toonie. We're all toonies.
Get out of here. I'm bougie till I die.
Oh, yeah. So like Robbie said, this is Let the Boys Watch. And we did The Town because it was Matt Damon persona non grata week. We are out on Matt Damon, in on Ben Affleck. So, boys, I know you're listening, both of you. Come on the show, talk about your friendship, whatever. We'll figure it out. We watch movies typically that one or all of us haven't seen, but sometimes we just do, you know, whatever we want. We usually come up with some kind of a theme, like Ben Affleck week, or just stick it in Matt's craw week. And we'll put it up for a vote on Instagram. So check us out over there. Let the Boys Watch Pod. You could also send us an email at ltbwpodcast@gmail.com.
Nailed it.
Yes. And Ben's going to tell you where else you can interact with us.
Yeah, listen, follow us on YouTube. You're missing out. You can see three lovely, handsome men talking about Ben Affleck after 100 weeks of talking about Matt Damon. So it's a new era, and what better time to join by following us on YouTube at Let the Boys Watch. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you click the bell so you see a new video pop up on your home screen every time we release one.
Yeah, speaking of 100, it's our 100th episode. Well, technically like 100 something. But yeah, happy 100, boys.
Happy hundreds. Out with happy Damon, 100. In with Affleck.
In. So yeah, The Town. I think we all saw The Town, correct? Previous or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we don't got to do that unless anyone has any special history with The Town they'd like to share with us before we get into our fantastic segments. We'll do a nice little plum rating, little overall impression, and then we'll play some games. And who knows, maybe we'll play different games. I don't know. We'll figure it out as we go, because that's what we do here. No planning, just figuring it out as we go. anyone have any, I don't know, thoughts about The Town prior to the show or anything like that? Or should we just get into overall impressions?
Let's just get into it.
Yeah.
Do we have an email or no?
What's that?
Do we have an email or no?
Do we?
I know we were promised an email, but who knows if that person was lying.
Oh, please. You shouldn't have even asked.
Disgusting. I mean, but people just fibbing in this country. It's just, come on. That's the new norm.
I saw a draft email, but that draft might have been sitting there for 6 to 12 months at best.
Absolutely embarrassing. Please don't bother me next time.
Put you on speaker for what?
For what? I was enjoying myself watching Fuck That's Delicious. I don't want to talk to people. Please.
whoever you're talking about, send us a fucking email, guy or girl.
TBD.
Yeah. All right. Anyone want to start with overall impressions?
Start us off, Ryan. Come on.
All right. First of all, this is Ben Affleck at the height of his powers. The height of his powers. I was steaming the whole time watching this. I forgot how good looking he was, how just it's kind of a weird character that he plays a little bit where it's like you're rooting for him, but he's also an absolute piece of shit, just like the rest of them. I like a character like that, a morally gray character. And I actually watched, did you guys watch the theatrical version or the extended cut?
Oh, I don't know. I watched whatever was on Apple TV. I just rented the first one that I saw.
Okay.
That's probably the regular one. The
Probably,
extended cut's
yeah.
like almost 3 hours.
Yeah. So I'll
Three
ask
hours?
like 2 and 40, 2:40 maybe.
Oh, no. I only
So
watched the
almost three
2 hour
hours.
one. Wow. What did I miss?
I mean, I can double check with you right now if you saw theatrical or not. Did you see a scene in which Ben Affleck did coke off of the bottom of a beer bottle and then shot up an empty train?
Absolutely not.
Extended cut, babe. You missed it.
Oh my God. Can we postpone?
Let's do that. Fuck it. We'll do this next week. Robbie, did you watch extended or regular?
No, regular was enough for me. If I watched extended, I would have probably hung myself.
Well, anyway, I enjoy this movie. There's definitely parts that I'm kind of like, all right, like I don't know. We'll talk about some of these scenes that I didn't love. But overall, some good acting in this, especially from someone that I kind of dislike generally. Maybe we'll figure that out in favorite characters. And some good action scenes, some good heist scenes. But then there's, a couple things that I'm like, all right, like I don't know, not a huge fan of. But overall, I enjoy this movie. Good popcorn movie. You don't have to think about much and just, I don't know, watch people fucking shoot things up. People doing good Boston accents and bad Boston accents. I don't know if you can get better than that. A box of quarters. I like this movie. I've liked this movie. I didn't have to rent it because I already purchased it several years
Wow,
ago.
that might
What
be
was the money bags?
the shocking moment of
No,
the
I
app.
went into debt to purchase this movie.
Second mortgage.
Oh yeah. Who wants to
Robbie, what
go
about
next?
you?
I remember why I watched this maybe twice. I definitely would have liked for Gone Girl to win. I think that's my favorite Ben Affleck movie. I think that's top tier. I think Argo is very good as well. This one, I came out of it very indifferent about. Again, I love the action. I love Boston. Only if we get a little tease of Boston, we do get some overhead shots of Charlestown and Boston, which I do love. I do love the history factor of Boston. But some of the performances were fantastic. I thought Ben Affleck's direction was fantastic. I thought he was very good in this movie. I thought Jeremy Renner was amazing and menacing and very scary. Rebecca Hall was good. There's some others that I did not like. The action was great. The bank robbery scenes were great. I wish I had more of those. I did not enjoy the love. I don't know what the romance angle of this movie between Ben Affleck and Rebecca Hall. I felt that that chemistry wasn't there, being that I am a huge chemistry expert. But I just didn't. I just felt like it just wasn't there to me. I believed him and Blake Lively's, past relationship slash romance more than the one with Rebecca Hall. I don't know. There's something about that chemistry I really wasn't feeling, and it was kind of stupid. Really, I mean, you're really gonna love a bank robber after he lied to you and held you hostage? Okay, maybe go see a therapist then with that crap. But other than that, that's the only thing that kind of annoyed me. I think that romance sequence of the movie took a little bit too much out of it. Maybe we could have whittled it down to 1 hour 45. That would have been nice. Took some of that out and just focused mainly on the bank robber stuff. And I don't know. That's the only thing that kind of took me out of it, and again, left me very indifferent on my third watch of this movie. I don't know if I would watch this movie again. Maybe not. Maybe fuck myself, I guess.
Possibly.
I don't get the comparisons of, this being up there with like a Departed. I think the Departed is far and away better than this movie. I've heard some comparisons with that, but other than that, it's a good movie. It is what it is. You want some action with the bank robbery? Fantastic. Fast forward the romance in this movie, and you got a good movie.
This is I want to say I land in the middle of the both of you, but I think maybe side a little bit more with Ryan. I enjoy it,
Shocker.
but there's nothing that there's nothing that particularly stands out to me in this movie. Like I know Robbie, you shouted out Ben Affleck's directing. This is kind of one of those movies where I feel like the directing, there's nothing that stuck out to me, which in some ways is good because that means that there was nothing that distracted me, and in some ways is bad because there doesn't have like its own feel to it, at least in my mind anyway. I thought the performances were good to all right. There was nobody that was terrible, which is always a plus. I remember seeing this movie in the theaters when it came out. And is this pre or post the beginning of Mad Men?
I think
Middle,
in the
almost
middle,
end. It is.
it's almost like ending-ish.
Oh wow. Because I
No,
feel like I
when did
because
Mad
I'm
Men
wrong.
end? Did Mad Men end like 2015?
Yeah, and it was like 8 seasons or something like that.
Yeah, so I think it was like
So
middle-ish.
because I was thinking, I was like, oh wow. I don't remember Jon Hamm A being in this, and if he was like, oh, this was kind of Jon Hamm at the height of his powers. But yeah, I was surprised to see him in there. I enjoy Jon Hamm. Like he's good. He's not, he doesn't take away anything from the movie from me. Like you guys said, I mean, high scenes, fantastic. There are a couple moments in the movie where I was like, this is really kind of cheesy. But Ryan, you kind of hit it on the head. It's a popcorn movie. You can kind of, this is one you can just turn your brain off and just enjoy. And for the genre, I thought it was really good. Iconic shots of like you said, Robbie, the city, Fenway Park, things like that. So just wasn't upset that this one. I would have liked to watch the other two, because I hadn't seen Gone Girl, and I really don't remember Argo at all. But when this one, I was kind of indifferent, and like how you came out of the movie, Robbie, is kind of how I felt going into it. But I left, I think, feeling a little bit higher on it than I did going in. So we'll see what that lands with my score, but I enjoyed it.
There. Just for the audience and for everyone on the show, Robbie was right again. 2015 was when Mad Men ended.
Ready, come on board one day. Come on board one day. I'll lead you to victory. Please come on board.
Okay. Oh, one day.
One day, maybe it won't be
I don't remember ever
1986,
doubting you.
the last time you felt something,
Oh,
some
please.
celebration. Winning some
Please.
championships.
How
And
dare you?
I'm not talking about when you jumped on the Giants bandwagon. I'm talking about a true fan.
Oh man, what do I do? What do I do to deserve this? I think I figured it
That's
out, Ryan. For
beautiful.
my birthday,
Yes.
you picked a movie, and all I want for my birthday episode, Robbie can't be on it. That's it.
Wow.
Just
Things I do,
kidding. Just kidding.
the miles I put on these legs, these old legs, these old bones.
Speaking
Just
of
kidding.
popcorn, I wish I had some. Watch you go.
The traffic tickets I get.
Oh no.
You got a
No,
ticket?
no, 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 I didn't
Oh,
know.
okay.
Got scared for a second.
Nobody would have heard about it on Going Gray, trust me.
That is
Maybe it
true.
just happened.
Could be.
Maybe.
Well, it's the easy pass. I'm getting easy pass texts every day that I owe easy pass money. So I tell them to go fuck themselves and get a life.
Congestion pricing. It's
Yeah.
getting you.
Whatever.
Before we get into our regularly scheduled segments, I want to do a quick MFK, if you guys will indulge me. So, marry,
Please.
fuck, kill, Ben Affleck, Jeremy Renner, Jon Hamm in this film. Not considering,
Well,
and not
you're
their
probably gonna
characters necessarily, because Jeremy Renner is a psychopath in this, so you don't, wouldn't want to marry him necessarily. But I don't know, they're just all so good looking. And I was watching, I was thinking about it. I wanted to think of like, all right, well, Rebecca Hall, Blake Lively, but there's only two.
Yeah. The nun. The fake nun. Could have been, put that in
Fair.
there.
Yeah. Might be better than Blake Lively. I don't know.
I'm killing Jeremy Renner. Easy.
Fair.
Easy.
Fair.
I'm marrying the ham and I'm killing, I'm dating, what is it? I'm effing
Effing Ben
Ben
Affleck.
Affleck. Yeah.
I think that's mine too, although it's tough because Ben Affleck is looking very snacky in this film.
Yeah, but then you got to think about how many times he got divorced.
It's true.
He just, it seems like a lot of drama surrounding him. And the ham, I mean, you don't really hear much. He's just kind of quiet. Every
Allegedly,
once in a
he's
while,
got a hammer.
I was going to say, every once in a while, you see his
Yeah,
dick
seen a
through his
couple.
slacks
See, yeah, please.
and everybody goes nuts. And then, hey, listen, come on, who doesn't want that kind of attention?
That's true. Robbie,
You need
same?
you, me,
Yeah.
same, because I saw the ham at the Saturday Night Live concert and he was loving it. He was going ballistic. He was having a good time dancing, singing, laughing, joking in the front row. And I don't see F like doing that. I don't see Renner doing that. And I just want to have fun with people.
Yeah.
And I don't, I'm not on the same train as you as far as the Ben Affleck good looking, blew my bees off. I mean, I don't find him attractive. It's DiCaprio. It's Damon. It's not Affleck. He, something about his face, I want to rock.
Fair. Fair. Hey, whatever blows your hair back, you know?
Not Ben
Different
Affleck.
strokes. Not Ben Affleck. That's
He's not
fair.
blowing my back out.
No. That's John Hamm's gonna blow you back out.
Oh, please, from 15 feet away.
All right. So would you guys like to do some scores and then we'll get to our segments?
Let's do it.
You
Might
don't
go
want to
first.
start? You don't want to go first? All right,
No, please,
I'll
and
go
thank
first.
you.
I'll set the levels here. Like I said, it's hard to score this film because, like I said, I like this movie. It's not like the best movie I've ever seen, but I really like it. So I'm gonna go 8.7.
Wow.
Really high for me. I agree with what Robbie said. Some of the romance is pretty bad. But overall, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
fun.
enjoy it. Yeah, it's fun. Thank you. It's fun.
Rob?
Yeah, I went into this movie saying, oh man, I'm probably gonna give this a 9. And I left this movie saying, oh my God, I want to give this movie a 5. So I'll go somewhere in the middle and whatever. I'll give this movie an 8, even though I'm not happy about it. 8. 8 because I'm pandering to my Boston folk, to the Freedom Trails.
See, I had the opposite experience with the movie. Like I went in indifferent and left happier. You went thinking you were gonna give it like a 9 at some points, so then you went lower. I was like, all right, this is probably like 7.5. This is really good. And then we get the shot of Fenway Park, and I remember how the movie kind of comes to its climax and its end. And I was like, oh yeah, all right, this is actually a good way to end it, even though it's incredibly filled with where you going tonight, Frank Tahiti
Oh,
moments.
please.
But also just like we said, it's fun. So I'm gonna go up to an 8.2 on this one. Just because I thought it was fun. I like the way that the jobs, I kind of think the second job is the best job just from a pure action standpoint. But the third one is just so complex that it's interesting to see how they were gonna try to pull it off. But yeah, no, I had fun the whole way, and they end on a high note, kind of.
Kind of. There is an alternate ending. Do you want to hear about it now, later, or not at all?
Yes, I want to hear about it now.
What does the John Hamm kill Affleck with his dick? He just whips him in the head with it.
Yeah,
Just bludgeons him with his ham. Ham's ham.
goodness.
No, actually, Ben Affleck gets killed by the gangbanger that Jeremy Renner shot in the knee.
That's a good ending.
Right? That's so much better than the stupid, like, I'm in Florida on fucking water and like ice hockey. Like,
Yeah, I went to
and
go
that's
see
how
about
the
a
book
girl in the
ends,
Everglades.
apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking
Goodwill Hunting
sketchy.
Part 2. Get out of here.
When does that happen?
When he's leaving, he's in the T uniform, and he's like heading towards somewhere. I saw like a clip, like it was hard to find,
Yeah, but
because it wasn't. Go ahead.
he's in a disguise. Nobody notices Ben Affleck in a disguise.
No, of course not. No,
So
that
how could he have
jawline,
even known?
a hat hides all.
Yeah, I mean, he puts on an EMT shirt, he puts on a cop uniform. Nobody knows who he is.
No, it's like he's Batman,
Yeah.
literally. So stupid. Yeah, no, that was apparently the original ending of the book. And I think much better than the like rosy Ben Affleck gets away and everyone's happy type of shit. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't. That's much more believable. This ending, I mean, please, Tahiti. This ending was stupid. I didn't like this ending. I don't know if anybody has anybody seen Boardwalk Empire here? Yeah, that I won't ruin it for Benny, but
You can. I'm not gonna watch it anytime soon.
it's good.
You should watch it.
Yeah, you should. I'm just saying, I
I
like the ending
would like
that the
to,
ending
but I'm
that
not
they
gonna.
had. All right, well, the ending that they had. I like because of almost similar to the town. It's alternate ending. That's what I like. I mean, come on. These aren't fairy tales for people like that do horrible things. Like Ben Affleck doesn't deserve a fairy tale ending, but hey, that's life.
Kind of like spoiler alert for The Wire. Omar.
True. Yeah. He was coming.
He was.
Till he wasn't.
Till he wasn't. Yeah. Oh, whatever. Scenes, characters.
Whatever we do,
I
I
feel like
request to go last just because I have a baby that might cry about 5 feet from me.
characters, because there's not that many characters in this movie that, it
Yeah.
is what it
All
is.
right. Let's do. We'll start with favorite characters. Robbie, do you want to go first? Do you want me to?
Sure, I'll go first. I'll take Jeremy Renner off the board. Jem Diamond. I'll take him off the board because he's the best character in this movie. He's an absolute lunatic. Like I said before, he's scary, he's menacing, he's believable as this crazy lunatic that just wants to kill people and hurt people. His demise was inevitable. You knew that was going to happen, even though I just love how Jon Hamm knows him from behind and doesn't see him, but he just calls him out. Dumb. A couple of Tahiti's I got coming for one of the ending scenes with that. But he's just great in this movie. Whose car are we going to take? Iconic. Love it. Fantastic. Him just going rogue, shooting people in the kneecap, in the thigh, holding hostages. Basically, pistol up in that poor guy who had nothing to do with anything. Just a wild card, somebody that you want because of his loyalty, but somebody you don't want because just how hot-headed he is and how bad he can get you into a jam. So, but shout out to Jem. Rest in peace, Choo Choo OG.
His when Jon Hamm says to him something, I forget exactly what he says, but he says like, "You got 30 seconds, asshole." His fuck you might be one of the
Best.
best fuck yous in all of cinema.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Then
Yeah,
he keeps on shooting and he says, what is he keep on saying fuck you when he's shooting the guns are going.
fuck you.
I think he
So good.
had a very good Boston accent.
Yeah.
I think he was very believable. Is it
Agree.
as bad as no, sorry, Tom Hanks is the Chicago, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
Knock,
I catch
knock,
it again.
knock, knock. No, he was very good. I would have picked him if it was up to me, but since it's not, it's really kind of between two people, because the other two crew members, whatever. I guess I'll go Ben Affleck just because. Like I said before, I think he looks great in this film. I think he did really well. His direction was good, but I liked his acting. In a lot of films that he's in, I'm kind of just like, he's there. Now, he is good in a number of films, but there are also a number of films where I'm like, they could have cast fucking anybody and they would have put more effort in this.
Dazed and
But
Confused.
yeah.
Mallrats. He's good in
Ah,
Mallrats.
he's good in Mallrats, but I know
Nah,
you hate
he's
that
good in
movie.
both. He's good in both. I
He's
know
good in
Benny can't stand
Mallrats.
Dazed and Confused, but
Yeah.
jeez.
I just every time I think of Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, I think of, and I'm not a huge Family Guy person, but there's a clip that they do where it's like it flashes to them right in Good Will Hunting, and Matt Damon's, right in Good Will Hunting doing well, and Ben, he's like, "Do you want to add anything?" And he just farts. Ben Affleck just farts. And he's just like, yeah, I like Ben Affleck in this movie. I agree some of the scenes with him and Rebecca Hall aren't great. They're okay, but it's just the story is just so unbelievable that it kind of takes me out of it. Like, come on. I know he's like hot or whatever, I think he is, but he fucking robbed your bank. His crew beat the shit out of your manager. Like, you got PTSD because of this fucking guy, and now you're gonna be like, oh, but I don't know. He's all right.
He's
Got a
cute.
heart of gold. He's cute.
He
Whatever.
lied to you. Completely
Yeah,
lied
he
to you.
lied to you. But like the one scene that with them that I actually really did like was when he was like, I'll tell you the truth. And she's like, how do I know? He's like, because you'll fucking hate the answers. Like that scene was pretty good, but like most of the scenes with him and her weren't great. But his scenes with Jeremy Renner and opposite Jon Hamm and like all the other, with Fergie, like I really liked all those things. So yeah, Ben Affleck.
We mentioned small cast, so not really leaving a lot of meat on the bone. So my favorite character is Jon Hamm.
Nice.
I don't know. There's something about Jon Hamm I like, and I think it's more to do with kind of interviews I've seen with him, like outside of his acting. I just kind of have like a soft spot for him. I just think he's kind of a pretty cool guy. So. Give me Jon Hamm. He was good in some parts. In other parts, I feel like it was a little too cheesy FBI kind of character, but I think he got the job done. I watched, I think, maybe two seasons of Mad Men, and I really enjoy him in that as well. So, yeah, I'll go with Jon Hamm. Really not much else to pick for in this, so I'll give him props.
Yeah. It's funny you say about him in like interviews and stuff. And like, I don't know if he's a decent guy or not, but I agree. I like him outside of acting. But it's funny because I love Jeremy Renner in this movie, but I kind of hate his guts like outside of acting and for no reason. I don't know. I just hate him.
Yeah, no, I mean, but I have not heard of one thing, bad thing, that Jeremy Renner's ever done. But I mean, stay tuned for at least favorite actors. That's all I'm gonna say.
Didn't
That's all
he attack that snowplow or something?
I'm gonna say. Nice.
That's messed up.
was too soon. That's fucked up. Sorry. Sorry to all the snowplows out there. Any Ani Mensches?
I was toying with picking him as my favorite character, just because it seems like when he pops up in movies, he's always kind of like a badass and kind of a cool actor, but I felt like he was in it for too short of amount of time. But Pete Postlethwaite as Fergie, just a cool character. And I just that one scene where he's threatening Ben Affleck when he's trying to get out was like, oh wow, all right, this guy means biz.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, RIP. Yeah, I agree. I liked him, but also I felt like parts the like the threats and stuff, I was just like Ben Affleck, just I don't know, just fucking kill him. Like I don't know. The threats seemed empty to me to a certain extent, like
Yeah, because there's like not a huge, like, it's not like he has this huge operation that we see. It's like the two
right.
of them.
Yeah.
And the one guy falls for the old, come here, I
And
gotta
also,
tell
you think you tell this guy that you basically killed his mother and fucked his father into prison. You think Ben Affleck's like gonna just be loyal to you? Like, come on, that was
Yeah.
dumb.
Yeah, there's two things you know before. We've come here quick, and then when the wrestler puts their hand up and you got to interlock the hands with them, it's ending with a kick to the gut. So you can't be doing that. Come on, grow
That's true.
that doesn't end bad. That doesn't end good.
Never. Neither one.
I can go with Blake Lively. I'm not a big Blake Lively fan. I think she stinks, but I enjoyed her in this movie. I thought she was very good in this movie. Really, really played a good part. So yeah, she surprised me. Especially with stuff that's going on now, I was like, I kind of hated Guts, but again, her performance surprised me. Again, I really enjoyed it. I thought she was very good.
Yeah, agree.
She's very easily a character that you can hate in this movie, and it's that toes that line of like, I don't, do I hate this person? Do I hate this character? Type of, she did a good job.
Right. And she did a good job of, or maybe it was the how the character was written, but like being sympathetic towards her, like especially towards the end, and you're just like what a piece of shit, like driving under the influence with the kid in the car, like absolute fucking piece of shit. But like you, at the same time, you're like, yeah, everyone's using this woman, and like she's, I don't know, whatever.
And she's all emotional from what just happened. Like, so not that you ever understand
Right.
that crime, but like at the same time, you kind of see kind of how it happened.
Yeah.
And she, that was Ben Affleck's daughter, correct? Right?
He says it's not.
Oh, it's not? Because I was like, I
That's what he
thought, I was like,
says.
man, he's just leaving without her. All right, later.
Because that's what, Jem says to him, he says something about the kid, and Ben Affleck says, it's not my kid. Like,
Yeah.
why do I have to, I don't care at the end of the day.
Yeah, he says, I think this is in the theatrical cut, but it's like there's that whole scene where he's just like, it's not gonna be me and you and your sister and Shine in the fucking house. He's like,
That's in the
she probably
theatrical.
doesn't even know who the father is. Something along those lines.
I always thought it was, yeah. All right, because I was like, man, this guy's a dick.
Yeah.
But
Come here,
I get
Han.
it now.
Love the use of Hun. Come here, Han.
Yeah.
Any other Ani mentions for faves? All right, least fave.
Not for me.
Benny.
Yeah, it's got to be Jeremy Renner for me. I just don't know why. I just want to give him an old two-piece, a little two-piece with a side of
Look out.
gravy.
Give him one of
Whoa,
these.
hell. Yeah, give one of these, but then it's a kick to the gut instead.
Yeah.
No, I don't know why. I just, there's something about him that I don't like. I want to deliver one of these right into his suck hole. But again, like you guys said, he was good in the movie, but there's not a real lot of people that I could pick from that were like bad. I mean, the other two crew member guys, like, yeah, they kind of stunk, but are they really worth even being mentioned? No, not really. So why not be controversial and say, Jeremy Renner, I don't like you.
What can you do? Look where it's coming from.
Consider the source.
Unreliable sources. I don't know. I'm gonna pick, and not because I don't think she, or let me rephrase, not because I think she did a bad job, but because I disliked the character and how the story was. But I'm gonna go Rebecca Hall in this. I thought she did a good job, like acting. And like I liked her, but I disliked a lot of the storyline. But I think she did a great job. So this is like kind of like a half least favorite.
I hate. My least favorite character is Jon Hamm. Jon Hamm dialed it up a little bit too much for me. He thought he was Doc Gooden in his prime, and he was, Frank Viola,
Yeah.
99, 91. And it just wasn't hitting for me. Some of his monologues, it was like, all right, we get it. You're an FBI agent. Calm down a little bit. So he just, there was, he, out of everybody in the movie, he annoyed me the most. And I usually don't find Jon Hamm annoying. And I do, I love Mad Men, and I love some of the stuff he was in. I thought he was absolutely hilarious in Bridesmaids for the bit part he was in. But, and he's great on Saturday Night Live when he comes on. But like this one, I do just something about him kind of just annoyed me. I think that his monologues and the way he was dialing up, thinking that it was his movie and his time to shine. No pun intended. But yeah, Ham. Ham definitely annoyed me the first couple of go arounds, and definitely annoyed me the third go around. You know,
Ham
it
was
is
a
what it
little too
is.
salty.
A little too salty, too much sodium. You know, it is what it is. Not enough, you know, groin shots to see the bulge in his pants. Maybe that's what took me out of it. But yeah, he dialed it up a little bit and he needed to tone it down.
That one monologue he's doing with "This is the not fucking around crew,"
Yeah, I was
it,
like,
I don't know, it just came off corny.
yeah, because it was.
Yeah, no, it definitely was. Like I said, that was definitely a little, they leaned a little too heavy on, like, I'm a cop and I'm a damn good cop and everything else. And but I think that's more the writing than him. So that's, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Who cares?
Plus, he's fucking hitting on a witness. Can't do that.
I think he
You
was
see
just
this
trying
country, you could do whatever you want in this country.
to.
You
That
could
is
do
true. That's true. All right, that's fair. Well, not in 2010. Maybe
it's true.
nowadays.
Nowadays, it's true.
Yeah. And Yanni mentions for least favorite.
Yeah, give me the old man in the flat. In the, I don't know if he's that old, but give me that guy. Like, calm down, you two. You have a heart attack if you had to do anything strenuous. Ben Affleck put you to bed, and like the wreath, like chill out,
I
like I
love.
did, and then the drive away, just staring at him, like, dude, stop it, like the wreath's not gonna scare anybody. That
He looks like
was dumb.
the, you know, those two cops that stay inside in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the two like desk cops. No, he looks like one of them.
The old, like the, I don't think I've seen a little bit of, but I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's who he reminded me of.
Yeah, he annoyed me. His tattoo was cool, but he annoyed me.
Yeah. Whatever. Any Ani matches from you, Benny?
No, pass.
Same. Everyone else was whatever. Like you said, either not worth mentioning or they didn't bother me that much. All right, let's do least favorite scenes.
I got three, so I'll go last or whatever. I don't care.
Robbie, you want to start or you want me to?
I can start. So I only have one, and I hope mine doesn't get taken. But I'll go with
Yeah, go ahead.
the bar scene between Blake Lively and Jon Hamm. Again, Jon Hamm,
Good choice.
calm down, and calm down. That's all I got to say. It was very annoying. 6 inches here, you know, whatever here, $20 here, like. I get it, but I don't know. Just something about that scene. I was like, man, his acting stinks in this scene. I don't know what he was doing. I think maybe he was just, you know, thinking he was the cat's meow because Mad Men was kind of, you know, at its pinnacle. But something about Jon Hamm in that scene, and Blake Lively was very good in that scene, but something about him that really, really threw me off, and I can't kind of pinpoint it. But I was just getting annoyed watching it. Like I kind of zoned out.
Good choice. Hey, missed the 6 inches.
Yeah, like
Jon Hamm's like, you if you only knew.
that's soft, sweetheart.
In your bra.
Yeah.
No, it's a good choice. I'm gonna go with the end. Like we said, I said before, we said before, him, you know, looking out on the water. And her with like the tangerine and the bag of money. Like, it was just so stupid. The alternate ending was so much better.
It's because he went to Tangerine, Florida.
What?
That's why he put the tangerine in there. Come on.
Oh, I thought because he liked fucking, he was Tropicana guy. Oh, the Minute Maid.
I thought he was like just making sure she got her vitamin C. She doesn't want scurvy.
No, layers, babe. Layers.
Jeez.
You
Wonder
got
why I'm
caught up
stupid.
in the extended cut. You missed that. I think you got lost.
Damn it.
Tangerine Dreams.
See, this is why we do this show for things like this. So you can tell me, you know, what metaphors and things like that. I
There you
love
go. What happens if she's like, oh my God, he's in Orange County, California?
it. Right. Or Orange, New York.
See, that's why you leave it. I mean, it's you really got to dig to find out
She
the
dug, all
real,
right.
the
She
real.
definitely dug.
She dug
She
it.
found it. it.
Florida, New York. That's what I meant. Isn't that a Jerky Boy skit?
Yeah.
What's the weather like up there? Yeah, the end.
There. Ooh, I'm gonna go
That's
with
nice.
the this. Ooh, that's nice. My second choice actually comes around the end. You're like, all right, I guess, but still kind of stupid. First one is the mommy ran away speech. I was just like, it was just it just felt so corny and cheesy and like, I don't know. Maybe it was the chemistry between the two of them where I just like didn't believe it. I enjoyed them kind of having fun together and like, you know, that we found love in the laundromat story. But then when it started to get serious and like deep, I was just like, I really don't care for this. We can probably cut some of this stuff. But the Ben Affleck mommy ran away speech was just, it just didn't do it for me.
I think if they, maybe if they just kept it like kind of on the surface and maybe made it more like Ben Affleck was like longing for her, but he knew he couldn't be with her because he's a fucking bank robber and they took her hostage. But, and she kind of like didn't fall for him, but like didn't push him away. That might have been a little better. But like, yeah, the fact that they did this whole thing was, I don't know.
I think too, going back to the scene, like I maybe this is where the disconnect is with Ben Affleck for a lot of people, where they either like just can't stand him or they kind of like him. When he starts getting deep in a character, it's not for me. But when he's just like, I'm the bank robber, I'm
Surface
Batman, I'm running
level.
around like fucking shit up, he's good. But anytime he like tries to get too deep, I'm like, I never really buy it from him.
So, like, would you say that you dislike the speech he gives to Will in Good Will Hunting about him just leaving?
Oh, please, no, please.
No. That's a different story.
All right.
That's an
Fair.
Academy Award-winning film.
I was gonna
Written
say,
he
please,
made that
go to
speech.
fucking.
Written by someone that must not be named.
I would turn the camera off if you had something with that speech.
No, of course not.
I know what you're saying.
That's what I said to you before you went to California. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, you
I
said
said,
every
don't
day
ever
you
come back. I said, don't ever come back because I don't want to see your face again.
Yeah.
Look who's
Surprise.
back. Supplies. Look who's back.
Ben, you said you had three. You want to start Bonnie Matches?
Okay, so you kind of touched on one of them. So the other one was the my brother died on a day like this. It was a sunny day. And the only reason I like kind of regretted putting that on my list is because the sunny days thing at the end. But even that was kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
So it, you know, both of those kind of like, oh, this is my defining moment as a person, her brother dying and his mom running away, quote unquote. They both those scenes just kind of fell flat for me. I don't know. Again, I don't know if it was the chemistry or just that they were kind of cheesy speeches, but you know, for as fun and as popcorny as the rest of the movie was, I didn't need that. I was getting enough enjoyment from all the other stuff.
There. Robbie, do you have any Ani mentions?
Yeah, I'm getting sick and tired of every single movie, every bank rob movie I watch. That just starts off with the title, and it's like, blah 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 is the biggest crime, biggest bank robber town in America. It's like, how many bank robbing towns are there in America? I've seen it with Den of Thieves. They told me that L.A. there every 15 seconds a bank's getting robbed. Charlestown's the bank robbery capital. Leave me alone. I don't care about that stuff. Just start shooting, wear some cool masks, and get out of town.
Agree.
Don't
Yeah,
tell me about this crap.
I think I read that it's like that there's no statistics like that where it was something like 300 banks got robbed. That's like no.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I
Maybe in
hate
like
these statistics that, like, who's come up with these statistics? Like, a bank is robbed every 10 seconds in America. That's a lot of fucking banks to be robbed in America. And you
Yeah.
never hear about them. So, is that true? Come on. Leave me alone with this shit, this misinformation.
Those are some Fox News stats. Every 27 seconds in New York City, someone gets stabbed by a homeless person.
Yeah. It's
Okay.
like, no, they don't. Every 5 seconds in the city, a subway is robbed. Okay.
The sandwich shop or the train?
I wish it was a sandwich shop. Place smells like throw up when you get out of it.
Smells worse in there than it does in the subway station.
Yeah, you ever smell your clothes that come out of the subway? Not the actual subway, the chain.
God forbid.
Not in a long
Oh, it's
time.
disgusting. Disgusting. Smells like John Hamm's taint after a rough day in his.
You know, everything's fighting for oxygen down there.
Oh
Oh, please.
yeah. It's just simple physics. There's not enough space for everything else to breathe.
No.
You've heard of drop trousers. This guy's got drop boxer briefs.
Any other Ani mentions? All right. Yeah, I don't really have anything. So, let's move on to favorites. Wait, who went last just now?
I did.
All right. Do you want one of us to go first?
No, you can. I have three for this one too, so I don't mind. I'll take a back seat if anybody's got one that they really want.
No, go ahead. I didn't know if you had something going on.
No, I was asking for more water. Give me heist number two as my favorite scene. I really enjoyed that one. The European-esque car chase around the tiny streets of Boston. I love the, you know, that's where you actually see all the planning work, where they get caught, but there's a plan B, and they execute it pretty much flawlessly. You know, they have the guy get held hostage, they figure that out. They're getting chased by the cops. They have the what's the second car called? The switch
Switch.
car. Yeah, they burn the truck, and they get away pretty much scot-free. So. Good heist.
I agree. I love that scene. One thing that I think bothered me, but it's because I don't know if it's possible, is they said it, I think, two or three times, they're saying like shoot the engine block. I don't
Yeah.
know if that's something you can do. Like meaning it would like completely,
Kill the
stop a
car.
car in its tracks.
Well, yeah, what kind of bullets are you using that's ripping through the hood? The
Right.
radio, like
Yeah.
there's probably like three or four things you need to hit first before you hit the
Yeah.
engine block, and then you have to hit the engine block bad enough to completely disable it.
Yeah.
That's like a video game. Shoot
Yeah.
the engine.
Yeah. Stupid. My turn or Robbie?
Can go.
All right. I probably would have said the second heist, but I'll go. It's probably the chalkiest of chalks, but it's got to be the last heist, the Fenway Park heist. And I mean, I love the heist part of it and the shootouts and all that stuff. I won't take some of the other stuff after in case that's what Robbie wants to take, but I did love seeing like the underbelly of Fenway. I thought that was cool. Like that one shot when they're going down the stairs and you look out and it's the field and they're doing the
You
lawn
can kind of
maintenance
like
and stuff.
see how close the field is to the street.
Right,
Yeah.
right. I love ballparks like that that are like right in the city. And you walk around. But anyway, the one thing I didn't kind of like about it was that guy that brings him in, he's like, that's the door right there. And that you didn't fucking see me. But then there's like eight more things to do. So like, did they know
Yeah.
to like go past these pipes and then cut this door open and then do this? But regardless, I enjoyed that scene. It was, very good. Like we were making fun of before. Yeah, the costume changes were like kind of stupid. Like people aren't gonna recognize them, but I liked it. It was fun.
Same. Yeah, that it was between Heist 3 and Heist 2 for me is my favorite, but Heist 3 is just so like so much
Ridiculous.
suspension of disbelief going on, and like the way that he finally gets away is just like he just happens, he's like, oh, let me just watch my friend get shot in the face with a million cops around, like no, like, and they've all been looking at pictures of me for the last month. So it's silly, but whatever.
He's
It's what we're here for, though.
got a cop uniform on. You can't tell.
Yeah, it's again another video game thing. Like, oh, I switch outfits. No one's ever gonna know.
I
Get
know.
up, stupid. I can go with the easy one to say whose call we're gonna take. Whose call we're taking? That's a great scene. But I'll go with the scene where Ben Affleck and Rebecca Hall are having a nice little lunch, sunny days, sunny days, and Jeremy Renner pops up out of nowhere. I thought that was great. The tension. I love those kind of scenes where the tension is. You can cut the tension with a knife. You don't know what's going to happen. His tattoo's coming out. What's going to happen when she appears? I just love that. It was this go around. I was like, oh man, this is super tense. Now, what the hell happened in this scene? I forgot, but it's a great scene because you never know, because Jeremy Renner's character is such a wild card and a hothead that you're on edge the entire time. And that's what I love about some movies like that, like where the tension is not like a shootout. The tension really comes from just the scene itself and how it's going to play out, because you don't know what's going to happen. So that's why I love that scene. And then even at the and then even after, when they go back to Jem's fantastic Boston, Charleston apartment, and they have the little argument and stuff like that, and I think that's when Ben Affleck's talking about the guy who's fucking. They don't, he doesn't want to do the scene because the guy's like a Navy SEAL and he wants to find somebody else, which was cool. And I enjoyed that. But I like that scene a lot. I mean, obviously, I can go chalk with the heist scenes, but I'm going to go something different.
It's so funny too that you mentioned like that scene. I was thinking about, I know what he means when he says it, but he's like, oh yeah, he takes his work home with him. Like, what is he bringing home, boulders? And like doing extra credit at home, like smashing boulders at home.
That's good. Yeah, I love that scene too, the when they're arguing in his apartment, because it's, yeah, Jeremy Renner's a psychopath, but he's not wrong. This is like the dumbest thing Ben Affleck could do, as far, while being a criminal. Like, you don't try and associate with one of the witnesses, especially the one you abducted.
Yeah. Go to the water, sweetheart. Let the water touch your toes, sweetheart.
I mean, Robbie, you mentioned it already, but I'll just throw it in as the first honey mention. But that scene with the whose call we taking, you can't ask me any questions. We're gonna go hurt some people. It's a fantastic scene, and I love the part at the end when he takes his mask. I think it's stupid he takes his mask off, because why would you do that? But when he's just like, "What'd you do? What'd you do to get my brother so hot?" Like, I don't know. It's cool.
And how does he know that person's throwing bottles?
Right. I think they're supposed to, like, you're assuming that Ben Affleck like sort of knows the guys, and then they also ask, is it, I don't know if it's in the theatrical cut, but right before they do that, they go and buy drugs, the drugs that he pours on them. Was that scene in the other? Okay. So there's a quick scene right before that. Before they go to this guy's house and beat the shit out of him, they go to another drug dealer's house to buy the drugs, and they ask him a few questions. He's like, "Hey, you know those guys on whatever street they say?" So I think they get like a little more info, so they narrow it down to like these dudes.
That would've been nice.
Yeah.
Less sunny day speeches and more,
More
happy moments.
criminal activity.
Yeah. That's what I'm here for. I don't want a love story.
Yeah. If I want a love story, I'll watch a romantic comedy or a
I
drama
know,
or something.
Brett's been having a lot of sunny
Sunny
days.
days. Heartbreak kid.
Any other Ani mentions for favorite scenes?
I'll go with the first. I mean, the opening
Yeah.
scene that sans bank robbery happens every 14 seconds in Charlestown. The overhead shots of Boston Police, forget about it. Shout out Paul Revere. That was great. And just the I love a good monologue when you don't see the character just over talking and you just got a different scene going on. So that was cool when he was pinpointing the guard and stuff like that, and the guy has his Boston Herald And he goes down and looks, and you just get the opening scene. And I love the way they kind of flash between actual footage of them in the bank to the security cameras. I thought that was cool. A nice little touch. It's Ben Affleck direction. I know Benny hates Ben Affleck's direction, but again, consider where it's coming from.
Better than Scorsese, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh my God, yes, Scorsese takes. Make me want to go commit some bank robbers myself.
Any other Ani matches?
Clean out. I'm clean out of Ani matches right now.
Oh, I gotta clean out. I got a honey mensch.
Go ahead.
The scene between Ben Affleck and Fergie. That was great. Tough to sit there and hear that after 30 plus years of thinking something different. Very, very tough being lied to. And I'm sure anybody in this situation would want to kill somebody. So that was a tough one. And Fergie played it so well. I don't know if it's just the Irish accent, but even Ben Affleck just scorching him about how ugly his face is. I mean, I loved it.
Yeah, I'll clip your nuts. The scene where Affleck goes into the shop is good too. But like, I mean, he does we said the lean in. But then when he goes in Fergie and they're both just like firing wildly at each other,
Yeah.
but he hits him
Awful.
and Fergie doesn't.
And that's what I forgot to. That was an Ani Mensch least favorite because that was one of the worst shootouts I ever saw in my life.
Yeah.
That was like between Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles.
True. I think though was Affleck wearing a vest? Maybe that's why it was. I'm pretty sure he was, right?
Because he was a cop. He dressed up
Yeah.
as a cop.
Wait, I thought he was a tea conductor.
Well, he's
After.
a man of many disguises, this man.
Wow.
He's Batman when he goes
Couldn't
to bed
even
at
tell it
night.
was him.
Ben
Thought it, I
Affleck.
thought they ca I thought like Casey Affleck came in and like did some scenes. I had no idea.
You would
Oh,
think.
please.
Please, he can't even hold a candle to Casey.
True. All right. Let's move on then. I hear there's a lot of entries for the next or our first game. So please, Penny, tell them about
Well, yeah, well, Ryan, this is a game we like to call Way Gone Tonight, Frank Tahiti. It's a game we've made up based on a quote from Christopher Walken's character in Catch Me If You Can. It's a very out there quote. So, in honor of that out there quote that we all love, we all pick maybe one or two things that are kind of out there in the movie, a pop culture reference. It's kind of a catch-all for just something we want to give a shout out to, or something that we just couldn't believe, or took us out of the movie. So I'll go first. Am I where you going tonight, Frank Tahiti? I will keep it light because there's a lot of other stuff that can be picked for this category, but I'll go with the fantastic sports gear that was in this movie, especially from Ben Affleck. He had that Red Sox kind of windbreaker. He had the Bruins track jacket thing that I enjoyed. And there was a lot of random Red Sox stuff around that I enjoyed. So, and then the other thing he wore that I liked was that black Carhartt jacket towards the end of the movie. I was like, I want that black Carhartt jacket. So I'll go with the sports gear slash some of the style choices.
there. Robbie.
My way of going tonight, Frank Tahiti, is the abysmal relationship between Rebecca Hall and Ben Affleck. I just think that Claire giving Doug another chance is just absolutely preposterous. I mean, maybe it is a little stupid because people do fall in love with criminals in jail. I mean, I think there's TV shows about that. So, I mean, what do I know? But I personally speaking, I just don't. Believe that somebody would go back to somebody who held him for hostage and then lied to him about, basically all the stuff and basically a bank robber and a bad guy. But what do I know? People love the bad guy, and that's not me.
Good choice.
Can I ask a question real quick? What is this topic? Is it far-fetchedness? Because I don't understand it. Like, what is it? Because no offense to the cause, but he was just talking about the apparel. So am I missing the point of this?
It's just it's a melange, if you will. It's you can pick
Amuse-bouche?
kind of. It's a mise en place, maybe.
Oh.
it's just something you want to shout out, something that's just out there.
Oh, okay.
Pop
Because I
culture
feel.
reference, something,
All right.
it could be anything.
All right. So then
Something
that
that doesn't
changes it for
fit
me.
anywhere else. Like that
Okay.
line doesn't fit in the movie. So, this is something that doesn't fit anywhere else in the episode.
Got it. All right. That's on me. Again, hand up, man up. I thought it was just some far-fetched, but I'll come correct next time.
Hey, it's whatever you want it to be. I mean, if you listen to me explain it every week for the last 10 weeks.
Oh, sorry, I was watching sorry, the Big East tournament, sorry.
Johnny's playing.
Johnny's playing tomorrow at 12.
Oh, okay. Are they good this year? I hear a lot of talk.
Please,
Johnny
please. Are they
talk.
good? Are they good? They're number five or six in the country.
Wow, good for them.
Patino. It's about time some Italian Americans are getting a shine.
Finally, my
Almost
people.
shines, Billy. Almost shines.
Speaking of shines, my way going Tahiti tonight, Frank, is that the name Shine just I every time I heard it, I wanted to retch. I couldn't do it. It was, I don't
I
know
was thinking of
why.
the rapper the whole time, every time.
Well, yeah. And I was watching it with captions on. It was spelled Shyne, and I was just like, ugh.
Like the
The
rapper,
rap.
too.
Yeah. I was just, ugh. That poor little girl, besides the fact that her mom was doing what she was doing, but whatever.
Very good.
In honor of Persona non grata week, what are we
I
doing?
got something. I got
You
something because
got
I'm not
something?
touching. Yeah, because I'm
Yes.
still. My hatred for Matt Damon grows every time I see Andrew Schultz on my Netflix when it pops up. So I don't want to do where are you going tonight, Frank? Matt Damon's house. I don't want to do that. So I'm just going to ask a question. I know Ryan asked a question last week. I had a question lined up. If you're going to rob a bank, what is your mask of choice?
Ah, oh, great choice. I have a follow-up question which will help me decide the mask. How many are in my crew?
Four.
Okay.
Fab four, it just equals up. Or the Fab five. Yeah, four. Four is good. Nice round number.
I think I'll go. I gotta go classic wrestlers. That's what I'll do. Maybe we get like Hogan, Warrior, Macho Man, Ric Flair, something like that in that realm. I think that'd be fun. Maybe we could even just wear, sparkly underwear and boots. That might be even more fun.
Oh, nice. With the traction on the boots, they better have traction on those boots.
That's true. Yeah.
A nice big robe, feathered robe.
Guns everywhere.
I would go with I would throw on a pair of Skechers, and I would find the most realistic Joe Montana mask that I could find. So when I get caught, actual Joe Montana, rest of his life. It's that or Barack Obama, but I'll probably go Joe Montana.
Cool. That's a cool joke. I'm sure the crowd's going wild for that one. Right. So if I have four, I'll go John, I'll go Paul, I'll go George, and I'll go Ringo. And we just go dressed up, black
All
suits.
suits, skinny
Yep.
tie.
Skinny tie. And we just go out to be as the Beatles.
It's a good.
And then Paul takes credit for everything, and then that's it. It is what it is, and they break up because Yoko gets involved, and that's it.
I think I already know the answer, but whose mask are you picking?
Please, George Harrison, forget
I
about it.
know.
Please,
Course.
I would do try and do, but other than that, I would try and do a mold of Benny's face, but it'd be too unbelievable. They wouldn't think such a, sucker or loser would wear a mask like that and actually pull things off like that.
Rub it in.
I like my
Rub it in.
bank rob is one. I like my bank rob is not captured, and I think Benny would get captured right away. So I can't do that. I seen him
Fair enough.
shoot. I seen him pump. I seen him dump, and that ain't nothing.
Fair enough.
Which mask from this movie do you like better, the nuns or the skulls? Skulls.
Nuns.
I gotta go nuns, I think. They're both good, but I think I'll go nuns.
I think the nuns are just iconic because the,
Of that scene.
yeah,
Yeah.
with the cop that just like, not today.
Yeah.
And a kid too, a little kid. Oh, I have a new mask. I think I'm gonna, I would go as Divine G. I would wear my Divine G mask and give it, and then I walk out and say, "This is a 9-6 bank robbery."
good question. Now I'm gonna be thinking about this like all night, and I'll be like, fuck, I should have said this.
Didn't, I was like, I can't do presidents, right? I didn't Point
Right.
Break do the presidents.
I feel like anything that's like why I like the nuns is because like nuns are supposed to be nice. That's why it's like the contradiction, the juxtaposition, maybe you
Oh,
might
love
say.
it.
So like maybe any kind of like mask like that might be good, but I don't know. I'll think about
Yeah, it's better than thinking about Matt Damon saying it right now.
We should do, I know we just did a heist week, but we should do like another, well, not heist week, we did Ben Affleck week, but we should do a heist week, like put like Heat, a couple other bank, Point Break. I don't know if everyone's seen that.
I never seen Heat, so.
Yeah, should do it. Heat was in this film when he was watching TV f before Krista came over. That's the movie he was watching.
Heat.
Heat. Taking heat. Anything else you guys want to say about the town?
Not for me.
All right.
Found out.
All right. Well, thank you for sticking with us. We appreciate it. We appreciate the support. Send us a message on one of the many things I talked about in the beginning, or like Benny said, put a comment down somewhere down there. I don't know. Let us know something you want us to watch, or what you thought about the town yourself, or any of the other things we've watched. We've done it 100+ times. Here's to another, I don't know, we'll see, maybe 20 or 25. No, I don't know. Send us a message. We love you. Robbie, tell him good night.
Good night. Hey, Ben. Whose call are we going to take?
I don't know.
Yeah.